Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. Tonight in Belfast, Waldo County Bounty and Hawthorne Arts Collaborative have organized a special one-night screening of Hungry Now, a Maine-made documentary film that explores how young people become homeless. The film will be followed by a panel discussion on youth hunger in Waldo County. The film will be shown at 6:30 tonight at the Colonial Theatre in Belfast. Tickets cost $12 and are available through the box office the night of the show or in advance through the Colonial Theatre website. 50% of the night's proceeds will go toward Waldo County Bounty, a food access nonprofit working to make locally grown produce more accessible for all. You can get more information at colonialtheatre.com. And about Waldo County Bounty at waldocountybounty.org. Tonight in Ellsworth, and wherever you are on Zoom, the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center invites the public to join them for a free presentation called Get Them Out of the Attic, Caring for Family Photos and Papers with archivist Jules Thompson. Thompson is a professionally trained archivist and the collections manager for the Casting Historical Society. That's happening from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. It's free. There's no need to register. Just show up at the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center on Perkins Street in Castine, or go to their website, wilsonmuseum.org, in the calendar section to find the Zoom link. The League of Women Voters of Maine have issued an alert about a court case happening in Maine this week. Quote, starting on Wednesday, April 1st, the Maine Supreme Court will begin reviewing oral arguments for LD 1666, our bill to expand ranked choice voting to gubernatorial and state legislative races in general elections. Maine voters first approved the full use of ranked choice voting in 2016, but in 2017, the Maine Supreme Court issued a non-binding, with little legal analysis, advisory opinion, which has prevented the full use of ranked choice voting. The League has long agreed that ranked choice voting is constitutional. The Maine legislature also agreed that LD 1666 is constitutional when they passed our bill. Next, the Maine Supreme Court will review and issue a new advisory opinion on the legislation and determine if it meets constitutional muster. End quote. That's from the League of Women Voters of Maine. They say oral arguments are scheduled for tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. and they will be live streamed on courts.maine.gov. The direct link is available now on the Around Town archives. And finally today, an update on the union strike at General Dynamics Bath Iron Works that we reported on last week. Maine AFL-CIO spokesperson Andy O'Brien confirmed that the parties have come to a tentative agreement. Bath Iron Works made some changes to what they had called their best and final offer, but some of the union's goals were not achieved. In a press release, O'Brien quoted Trent Vallela, president of the Bath Iron Works, General Dynamics UAW Local 3999, quote, the BMDA negotiating committee maintains that every member should hold their head high and not lose sight of this real win. The internal organization and activation of the membership moved General Dynamics Bath Iron Works, establishing not only a better contract foundation for the next negotiation, but also developing an engaged and motivated membership that now has this experience to bring to bear in any future negotiations or organizing activity, end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.